Now here's one of God's mysteries. A young 20-year-old Christian man in Leonardtown, Maryland, which is south of Washington, D.C., called Raymond on the phone very early in the ministry. He had been so unhappy. His folks beat him and were mean when they caught him reading the Bible. He was so heavy-hearted. What could he do? He went for a walk and met a strange man. "I'm in trouble. Can you help me?" the young man asked. "Call this number, 703-879-9430, and you'll get help," the man told him. That was Raymond's number. The young man called and was comforted and encouraged by Raymond. Who was that man? How did he know Raymond's number so early in the ministry? Was he an angel? Surely it is God's mystery. Do you think Raymond gets ugly phone calls? By 1995, his number has been on over 21 million tracks and at least 600,000 tapes. His number goes across seas on materials to many countries. Some call him collect from the other side of the world. He has not received any ugly calls at all. Even the ones who disagreed were polite. God protects that phone. Isn't that exciting? Several years after starting the tracks, Raymond found out that a large amount of money could be saved by having the folding done by volunteers. Then a board member gave the ministry a folding machine. After using it to fold several hundred thousand tracks, they just wouldn't go through it anymore. Raymond was told the rollers needed to be cleaned, so he took it to a shop to have it done. After looking at it, the man said, "This thing really does need cleaning." Then as he took the front plate off, he asked in a puzzled tone, "Have you been folding tracks on this thing?" He told Raymond the last person who cleaned it had put it together wrong. It was impossible for a piece of paper to go through this thing, he stated. "Well, several hundred thousand tracks have gone through it anyway," the amazed Raymond responded. "That's the way the Lord works, doing the impossible." Isn't that exciting, boys and girls? The first response from a track came to Raymond in a phone call at 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning. The call came from a man who had picked up a track left between the salt and pepper shaker at a McDonald's in Covington, Virginia. In several phone calls, Raymond was able to lead him to Christ because someone was faithful to the Lord by obeying the Holy Spirit's urging to put a track there. Wasn't that a miracle? Someone gave a tract to a woman working a toll booth on the Ohio Turnpike. She called for prayer several times. She has been sent more tracts and tapes. Now she is on the road to spiritual victory. The Christian printer, who printed all the tracts for some years, began to run the tracts on his presses between other jobs or when he was not busy with other work. He was able to store large quantities and kept them until the Lord sent the ministry money gifts to pay for them. Raymond and the board of directors agreed that they would not go into debt. If there was no money for postage, no tracks or tapes were sent, even though they were boxed ready to go. These 20 tracks are now written in Spanish. Boys and girls, are any of you studying Spanish in school? If you want to have these to help you learn more Spanish, you may write for them. There is one tract, "Jesus Said You Must Be Born Again," that is translated into Arabic. This is exciting because it was translated by a Christian Arab in the little town of Bethlehem. The Jews are still looking for the Messiah to come out of Bethlehem, which is now about 99% Arab. We know Jesus is the Messiah that they're looking for, and that he was born in Bethlehem about 2,000 years ago. Help us pray that the Jews will believe the words of this tract, so they will really see Jesus as their Messiah.